Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Swinging a smash down the left field line. That's a double for Pilar at least. And two more runs will score.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Orioles.
2-2 to Martinez. Swinging a high drive down the right field line. Santander back toward the corner. Back at the wall. Santander cannot get it. It's off the track and into the stands for an automatic double. Two runs will score. It's 7-0 Red Sox.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Brian Barrett. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so how about that? Not a bad way to start your season. A 13-2 win over the Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox ended up with 17 hits in this one. And there's two people that have to be feeling really, really good about themselves tonight. Of course, one is Nathan Eovaldi. We'll get into him in greater detail. Great first outing of the season for Nathan Eovaldi, especially coming off the season he had a year ago where he never really got started. He was dealing with the injury when he came back. Was he going to be in the bullpen? Was he going to be a starter? It never worked out for Eovaldi last year. It's a great first start for Eovaldi, even if it was against one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. This Orioles team is pathetic. But still, that's what you wanted from Nathan Eovaldi tonight. And the other guy that's going to feel really good about tonight is Chaim Bloom. Chaim Bloom, first game, has taken over as the general manager of the Red Sox. And how about the pickups he had this offseason? Jose Peraza, 4-for-5, he drove in 2. Kevin Pillar, 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. And not to mention, how about the play he made in the first inning? Remember, you're missing that Mookie Betts guy. You did the first inning tonight. Kevin Pillar makes an outstanding catch to begin the game. And then Phillips Valdez, one of the other guys that Bloom brought in here, 2 scoreless innings. A weird delivery, kind of sidearm-y. He was pretty good tonight as well. But Kevin Pillar, I mean, that was an outstanding catch he made in the first inning. And we all know that he's a world-class fielder. His reputation is what he does defensively. And last year, he's coming off a season in which he hit 21 home runs, the most in his career. And that just so happened to be in San Francisco. A pitcher's ballpark. He had 21 home runs last year, and he's on a one-year, $4.2 million contract, of course, prorated. But he's somebody that clearly you can platoon with Verdugo, the biggest piece of the Mookie Betts trade. Maybe you want to ease him into the season, especially considering the fact the guy has not played baseball in essentially a year after the back injury last season. So Pillar plays a great right field. And the other plus with Pillar, Jackie Bradley Jr., we saw, got off to a hot start tonight. And we all know Jackie Bradley Jr. is very, very streaky. This is the final year he's with the Red Sox in terms of his contract. So if you want to move on from Jackie Bradley Jr. at some point this season in a trade, you have Kevin Pillar that's very capable of playing center field. We all know he's the really good defensive center fielders in all of Major League Baseball. It's a good thing for Jackie Bradley Jr. It could go one of two ways for Jackie Bradley Jr. This year, we all know he's insanely streaky, and he started off in a nice way tonight. But the other guy, Jose Peraza, that Chaim Bloom picked up this offseason, 4-for-5 with 2 RBI, doubles in the third inning to bring in the first run, singles in the fourth, doubles again in the sixth. That made it 13-1, another single in the eighth inning. 1 year, $2.8 million deal. He hit just .239 last year, but you go back to 2018, he hit .288. So maybe that ends up being a nice pickup for the Red Sox. And I get it. They're going up against an awful Orioles team tonight. That goes without saying. But it's nice to see two of the guys that Chaim Bloom picked up this offseason. I got to imagine it makes him feel good about the start for this team tonight. Now, I do want to get to Nathan Eovaldi in a second here. But in terms of the totality of the team, this was the perfect opening day matchup and the best team for the Red Sox to play for the first three games of the season. This is an Orioles team that was outscored by 252 runs last year. 252, only the Tigers were worse. They won 54 games. And you got to go up against Tommy Malone, who wasn't even on the team in spring training, which is unheard of. Their opening day starter wasn't on the team in spring training. 4.47 ERA last year. You're feeling them out early. Then in the third, they start to explode to the Red Sox. Jackie doubles, brings in Peraza, makes it 1-0. Martinez doubles to make it 2-0. Then Pilar doubles, it's 4-0. Then they bring in Cody Carroll, who apparently was part of a trade a couple of years ago with the Yankees and the Zach Britton deal. And he ends up coming in. Three guys walk, and he gives up a hit. So you start off your fourth inning with a couple of walks or three walks, and he walked in. Benintendi picked up an RBI with a walk. And then your fourth inning, you get up there, and that's in the then in the fourth inning, you get Travis Lakins in there, who, remember, he was on the Red Sox last year. And he wasn't good enough for the Red Sox bullpen. How do you think he's going to work out for the Orioles bullpen? And he starts getting racked up as well. JD has a double later on in the fourth inning, makes it 7-0. You got Bogart singles to make it 8-0. Pilar singles 9-0. Vasquez singles 10-0. The game was over, right? Then they bring in a guy, David Hess, who had an ERA north of 7 a season ago. You add two more on the Jackie Bradley Jr. double to make it 12-1, and Peraza doubles to make it 13-1. One note on Bradley as well. I love the fact that he's going to the opposite field, something you rarely see with Jackie Bradley Jr. Right away this season, he's going to the opposite field. And then on the other side of things, Nathan Eovaldi, who, you know, as a Red Sox fan, you need a huge season out of him. And he needs to prove himself, quite frankly, right? Making $17 million per season. I get not this year because of the prorated salary, but he's got this year and two more years on that contract. He's going to start making that contract look good, or at least reasonable for the Red Sox. He gets to start off against this Orioles team, who last year was 22nd in runs, 21st in average, 25th in OPS, 24th in on-base percentage, and 23rd in home runs. And oh, by the way, their best player from a season ago, Trey Mancini, unfortunately, he's battling colon cancer. But last year, he was great. 291, 899 OPS, 35 home runs, and he's not in the lineup. And if you look at that lineup, Jose Iglesias was hitting third. Let me say that again. Jose Iglesias was hitting third for the Orioles tonight. It's a guy that's had 32 home runs in 8 years. He's in the third spot in the lineup for the Orioles tonight, okay? So Eovaldi ends up going six innings, four strikeouts, five hits, just one earned run. And really, the one thing that stuck out to me, the surprising thing, not that it's a big negative or anything along those lines, the one surprising thing to me about Eovaldi's outing tonight, he didn't have a strikeout until the fifth inning. He got Ruiz and DJ Stewart in that inning. He got Iglesias and Davis in the sixth. He was good. He was good. Eovaldi was good tonight. I'm not complaining about the lack of strikeouts. One thing I noticed about Eovaldi tonight, which is different from a year ago, where obviously he was struggling with the loose bodies in his elbow. At the beginning of the season, he has the surgery, finally comes back, and the Red Sox don't really know what he's going to be. Is he going to be a reliever? Is he going to be a starter? They couldn't find a spot for him. And it looked like, in my mind last year, Eovaldi never really felt comfortable, whether it was coming out of the bullpen, whether it was a starter. He never felt comfortable. And I believe the reason he never felt comfortable, he didn't have his control. So because the Red Sox last year were panicking and they needed Eovaldi, right? Last year they needed Eovaldi. It seemed like they almost rushed him back into things and he never really found his control. And one thing you notice tonight, even though he didn't have a lot of strikeouts, which again, he's never been a big strikeout guy in his career. I feel like that's a misconception with Eovaldi, is because he throws so hard, it feels like everybody thinks, oh, he should be striking out a million guys. He's never really been that type of pitcher. In fact, for his career, he's averaged like 7 strikeouts per 9 innings. But the one thing about Eovaldi that stuck out to me tonight is he had his control. He had his control tonight. He only walked one guy. He ends up with the 4 strikeouts, but only one walk. That's more important to me, because what Eovaldi didn't have last year was the control. And that's the big thing with him going forward. So yes, this is a soft landing. He gets one of the worst lineups in Major League Baseball. Half the guys on this team nobody ever heard of before tonight, and they still got Chris Davis in their lineup who's stealing money. I cannot believe that guy still is employed by this team. Well, I guess you can't get rid of him. Where the hell are you going to trade him to? But you're talking about a lineup that has really no power whatsoever in it. There's nobody to be scared of in that lineup whatsoever. But it felt like this is the perfect way for Nathan Eovaldi to start his season. After everything he went through last year with the injuries, et cetera, and having to take on a leadership role in that pitching staff this year, this is the start that Nathan Eovaldi needed to kick off 2020. So I'm not going to nitpick anything with Nathan Eovaldi in terms of the fact that, hey, maybe he should have struck out more guys. I'm not getting into any of that. I'm just happy to see Nathan Eovaldi on the mound, Nathan Eovaldi looking healthy on the mound. He had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in this game. He was throwing 99. He was throwing 98. His cutter was effective as well. I feel like sometimes he throws that splitter a little bit too much that I'm not the biggest fan of, but the cutter was working. The fastball was working. He looked like he was dialed in. Now, you're going to need him going down the stretch in games against better opponents, but this is where you started with. I don't see any reason to complain about what the Red Sox did tonight. In fact, you look at it, up and down the lineup, really outside of Devers and Benintendi, everybody in the lineup was good for the Red Sox tonight. Everybody was pretty good in the lineup for the Red Sox, and I would say Chavis as well. Chavis looked bad at the plate at times. If you throw him a fastball up in the zone, he's not getting to it and he can't lay off it. So I have my doubts about Chavis going into the future. But all in all, you have to be excited about what the Red Sox did tonight. Because when you look at what is now happening in the sport, where yesterday they make the announcement that there is going to be 8 playoff teams in each league, my expectations for the Red Sox, they should be in the postseason. They should be in the postseason. You're talking about 8 teams making the postseason in Major League Baseball. This team has enough talent, has enough depth in the lineup to make a run and get into the postseason, especially when you have a guy like J.D. Martinez, who first game in the 2-hole since 2016 comes out tonight, and he has 3 hits. So maybe we're all overreacting the past couple of days to J.D. Martinez at the 2 spot. Maybe J.D. is just going to be fine in that 2 spot all season long. It didn't look like tonight it affected him whatsoever. And by the way, that ground rule double he hit to right field, Nesson had a graphic up tonight. It would have been out of 26 out of 30 ballparks in Major League Baseball. So with the lineup you have, can you scrape up enough pitching to make it into the postseason? In my mind, this team should, and in my mind, this team will. There's way too much talent in this lineup for them not to be one of the best 8 teams in the American League. We're not talking about one of the best 5 teams. We're talking about being one of the best 8 teams in the American League. And let me point this out. The Texas Rangers last year would have made it into the postseason if this format was instituted last year. Their winning percentage was .481. So the Red Sox have to play .481 baseball for the entirety of the season to make it into the postseason, at least dictated or based on what happened a year ago. I don't think that's too much to ask for, and tonight was a great start, 13-2. And you could say, well, Brian, it's against the Orioles. Well, these are the games you have to win. And the Red Sox made it not close whatsoever. This game was over in the 4th inning. They came out and they did exactly what they needed to do. They got all over the Orioles. They win 13-2. And you expect to win this game with Nathan Eovaldi on the mound, but I believe, to me, and I feel like most Red Sox fans feel the same way, Nathan Eovaldi has to prove something this season, and this is a good start for Eovaldi. Now we'll see going forward, Martin Perez, complete wild card. We don't know much about the guy, considering the fact that he had a 5.12 ERA last year and an ERA north of 6 the season before that. So what can he give you tomorrow? And you didn't have to use up any of your big-time relievers out of the bullpen, if you will. How many guys see action tomorrow? Because tonight it was, what, 2 guys out of the bullpen. How much deeper do you have to go into that bullpen tomorrow, and how do those guys perform? Because that's the big question with this team, is getting from some of these starters to the end of the game. Getting to after some of these starters that don't go deep into games, how is this bullpen going to perform? That's still something we're going to have to find out against better competition. But I want to see what Perez can do tomorrow, because the Red Sox went out and signed him after he did not have a particularly great year a season ago. Is there something that Chaim Bloom and this staff saw in Perez where they said, hey, we identified something that we can fix? And with Weber, look, he pitched pretty well in that exhibition game on Tuesday night. And of course, he's going to be getting the start on Sunday. And sometimes that type of pitcher can throw you off, where he doesn't throw, obviously, very fast, but he's somebody that can locate his pitches. If you watched any of the game on Tuesday night, he did a good job of that. And again, with this Red Sox lineup, if he gives you 6 innings and 4 earned runs like he did in that exhibition game the other night, well, you know what? I'm good with that. I'm good with that, because then you have enough firepower in this lineup where you should win games. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you until midnight. What did you make of the Red Sox first win of the season? What is the biggest positive you take out of this one? Did you find any negative? I can't really go through this and be negative about this game. It's a tremendous start for the Red Sox, and this is exactly what they were supposed to do. Let's get you trending in just a second here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Rally cry, Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed in Eden Young.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball. It's over. The Red Sox have won the 2020 season opener here on the 24th of July. The final, Boston 13 and the Orioles 2.
Let's go, baby. 1-0. 1-0. 617-779-7937. Reacting to the Red Sox 13-2 win over the Baltimore Orioles tonight. J.D. Martinez, again, does what he always does, which is perform. This guy is an absolute hitting savant. So just looking at him tonight, he doubles on that changeup at the third to make it 2-0. Ground rule double on the fourth on a cutter to make it 7-0. And Ness and I alluded to the graphic they had up tonight. It would have been out of 26 out of 30 ballparks. In the fifth, he singles on a curveball. So three hits, three different pitches. The guy's an absolute machine. Now, I understand that he's got, what, 2 years or 3 years remaining on his contract. He can opt out after this year. He can opt out after the season after that as well in 2021. We'll see what the financial landscape is like in Major League Baseball over the next couple of years and see, hey, if this universal DH holds up, if they decide to put that in permanently, then there's going to be a lot more options out there for J.D. Martinez. And I understand that maybe at a trading deadline, he could fetch you something. I want this guy here for a long time, man. And I understand that he's already been here for a couple of years, that he's 32 years old. But I love having this guy around. Four straight seasons, he's hit over 300. Last three seasons, he's had 45 home runs, 43 home runs, and 36 home runs. The power is just ridiculous. And the one thing I look at with J.D. Martinez, and I brought this up with Mookie Betts earlier in the week, I don't believe that Mookie Betts is going to age well because his game is based on his athleticism, right? Small, diminutive in stature. 5'10", 180 pounds. A lot of his power is generated from his bat speed, his quick hands. And eventually, guys like that, they tend to break down quickly, or they're not the same player later on in their career. So when I look at a guy like J.D. Martinez, he is a slugger, a power guy, and those guys tend to age well, like Frank Thomas, like David Ortiz. Remember when David Ortiz was 40, the guy hit 315 with an OPS over 1,000, and he had, what, 38 home runs? You look throughout his career at 37, he hit 309 with 30 home runs. So these type of players tend to age well. And the thing about J.D. Martinez, his approach is arguably the best in all of baseball. I go back to that exhibition game the other night on Thursday against the Blue Jays. Somehow he pulled his hands in and hit a ball out to the opposite field when the ball was inside. It wasn't even a strike. He pulled his hands and it hit it out to the opposite field. The guy's just a mad scientist at hitting. And now one of the things to monitor this year is he can't go back and watch the video because of everything going on with COVID-19. Try to make sure you're social distancing, etc. And obviously that's a big part of his game. But I really hope that they don't move on from J.D. Martinez because I believe this guy's going to age well. I believe he's got multiple years left at playing at a high level. And this Red Sox team, I understand there's a lot of pitching they need in the future, etc. But I believe this Red Sox team, it's not like they're too far away, right? They don't have a lot of starting pitching right now. We'd all acknowledge that. But this is a team that has a lot of money. They have shown you in the past they'll go out and they'll spend. So yeah, Mookie got his $392 million from the Dodgers this offseason. You should see the Red Sox go out there and sign somebody of high value, try to take care of some of their own guys, whether it's Devers and hopefully J.D. Martinez. They're not that far away. They really aren't. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's go to Tyler. He is in Providence tonight. Tyler, what's up, man?
So I wanted to touch on a couple things. One, Nate Eovaldi loved it.
Yeah.
Stepped up tonight, did what he needed to do to prove who he's going to be on this team. As far as Shane Bloom goes, Peraza, Pilar, loved it.
Yeah.
Both guys tonight produced.
How about that? How about that,
you
Tyler?
Know?
How about that? I mean, his first game, two guys he goes out and sign that. Pilar, we all knew that he was a great defensive player. He's coming off a good season last year in terms of the power numbers. And then Peraza, nobody probably ever heard of. How about that for Chaim Bloom? Those guys come in their first opportunity as members of the Red Sox, and they have really, really good games, especially Pilar. I mean, that play that he made out in right field, I mean, it was exceptional. Yeah, Mookie Betts makes that play, but not a lot of other right fielders in Major League Baseball at Fenway Park make a play like that. So I give Pilar a ton of credit for coming in here, and I like the idea of having a platoon out there at right field, especially considering the fact Alex Verdugo, who is the jewel of the Mookie Betts trade, if you will, not putting a lot of pressure on the kid early on in his career. And I get it. I like the fact that they mentioned Will Fleming. I believe it was Will that mentioned it on the pregame show, or it could have been Ron Renicki himself. It was mentioned on the pregame show here on WEI. Either way, it was mentioned on the pregame show that he was basically begging Ron Renicki to put him in the lineup tonight. He wanted to be in the lineup tonight. So I love the fact that he wants to be in the lineup, but when you get a guy like Pilar, who's an experienced hitter, coming off his best season in terms of the power numbers, I like the fact that you can use him out there, and especially considering the fact the guy's great defensively. So get Verdugo off to a good start to the season when he can go up in favorable matchups, and he's going to be a platoon guy, and there's no rush to get all your return back from the Mookie Betts trade in year one, right? You're still going to be waiting on what Jeter Downs does and how he progresses throughout his career. But with Verdugo, you don't have to rush him, right? You don't have to rush Verdugo. It's not like there's this emergency at right field because you have a guy like Kevin Pillar. And the other thing, and I alluded to this earlier, the other thing the Kevin Pillar deal does is Jackie Bradley Jr., we all know, is an incredibly streaky player. So if Jackie Bradley Jr. gets on a tear and you look around and somebody's saying, hey, what can we get? What can we give you for that Jackie guy? You're not going to re-sign him in the offseason. He's not a priority, so you get something back in return for Jackie Bradley Jr. So hopefully he can just stay hot for a good month or so, and then, or even like 3 weeks or so. Heck, 2.5 weeks in this type of season. 2.5 weeks, somebody may say, hey, we could use Jackie Bradley Jr. for the second half of the season, which is a month of the season. At that particular point in time, maybe you can get something in return for Jackie Bradley Jr., and you're still not going to lose a beat defensively in the outfield because you can push Pilar over, and then Verdugo can become an everyday player. So I like the way that Chaim Bloom has set this thing up. And the other thing I would mention with Bloom is the big deal was the Mookie Betts trade, and he was kind of hamstrung when it came to that, and he still got back Verdugo, who a couple of years ago was a top 40 prospect in baseball. In fact, Baseball Prospectus had him ranked 37th in baseball before the 2018 season. You got Jeter Downs, who seems like the organization is really high on him, and you had to attach the David Price contract to that, so it makes the return lesser. And now that Mookie Betts has got his contract, the Red Sox have an opportunity next offseason to spend some of that money, and really, we'll get a better idea of where Chaim Bloom has this organization after next offseason. So you got to give him time. And this is why you bring in a guy like Bloom, because Dave Dombrowski did his job. He came in. Now, he lost his mind at the end. We'll all acknowledge that. But he did his job. He did his job. You told him, hey, go win a World Series. You knew he was going to get gut the farm system to do it. And he did. Now, do I like the Sale contract? Did I like the Eovaldi contract at the time? No. But you know what? That's what Dave Dombrowski was going to do. So Dave Dombrowski came here to win with the Major League Club. He was going to keep doing that. So now it's time to bring in somebody that is used to rebuilding an organization, not spending everywhere, just outbidding everybody, a la what the Dodgers do with Andrew Friedman. Now, Friedman can spend money now because he basically has no other big contracts besides Kershaw. And I believe he's only signed for, what, like two more seasons. So they don't have a lot of long-term commitments, so they can spend on a guy like Mookie Betts. So what Chaim Bloom's going to do, he's going to keep this team relevant, keep this team competitive, but at the same time, he's not going to go out there and just outbid everybody on the market for players. The one thing I would say the Red Sox have to do this offseason to make you feel good about the Chaim Bloom direction, they do have to get one big-name free agent, right? Because you lost Mookie Betts, and the organization has basically come out and said that they're going to continue to spend money in the future. Well, next offseason, you got to prove it to us. 617-779-7937 is the number. Red Sox beat the Orioles 13-2 tonight. What did you make of this one? And I do want to get back to Nathan Eovaldi. One thing I saw tonight from Eovaldi that I really, really liked. We'll do that next right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Just got back today. That wild-eyed boys that had been away.
Every year they go out, every game they go out there, they're going to put up runs on the board. You just go out there and compete, try to get as fast outs as possible. I mean, that's what I was trying to do today. Just go out there, get the guys back in the dugout, put together some good at-bats. And then, you know, they came through in the third, fourth, had a ton of runs on there. And again, just going out there, trying to get quick outs and get them back in the dugout.
All right, there is Nathan Eovaldi, your opening day starter. He came through. Six innings, one earned run, four strikeouts, just one walk on the night. And the thing that stuck out to me about Eovaldi is if you go back to last year, and I understand that he was dealing with injuries, but he only had two starts last year where he ended up going six innings. He did that tonight in his first start of the season. And I acknowledge the opponent was not great, but this is how you needed Nathan Eovaldi to start your season. And the other thing I would mention about Nathan Eovaldi, when you think about the guys they lost off this pitching staff, Chris Sale, of course, with the Tommy John surgery, David Price, now a member of the Dodgers, Rick Porcello, now a member of the Mets. And say what you want about David Price, but the guys did respect him in the clubhouse. He rubbed a lot of fans the wrong way, rubbed a lot of people in the media the wrong way, but guys in the clubhouse like David Price, okay? Chris Sale, obviously somebody that goes out there and every night he's giving you everything he has, even if he doesn't perform like he did a season ago, and he was very ineffective. Clearly, we found out it was more to do about his health than it was anything else. But even a guy like Rick Porcello, he's been outspoken. He's been a leader in that clubhouse. What this team needs is somebody to lead this pitching staff, and clearly Nathan Eovaldi is the guy. And it feels like he understands this level of responsibility that he now has with this team. And we're not going to judge him by one start, but think about what the reaction would be tonight if it was the other way around. If Nathan Eovaldi went out tonight and he was not great, well, you know what would happen? We would tell you, okay, well, the Orioles will know better than 22nd in any statistical category in terms of offensively last year. They were one of the worst teams in baseball, and Nathan Eovaldi lasted four innings against these guys, who they had Jose Iglesias hitting third in the lineup. That would have been the narrative today. So yeah, he went out there. It's not impressive that he pitched well against the Orioles, but he needed to. And this is how he starts his season. So I give Nathan Eovaldi a lot of credit for going out there, and I feel a lot more optimistic about Nathan Eovaldi after one start this season. I needed to see Nathan Eovaldi go out there. I needed to see him control the game, and he did it. Credit to Nathan Eovaldi. He gives you six innings. That's what you were looking for out of your starter. You didn't have to use any of your high-leverage guys in terms of the bullpen, the workmen, the Barneses of the world. A lot of that had to do with the offense, of course, putting up 13 runs. But give Nathan Eovaldi a lot of credit for what he was able to do tonight. I like the fact that Eovaldi comes out, he takes ownership of the pitching staff, and he starts you off on the right note this season. Because it would have been such a disaster, if he went out there on opening day and laid an egg. Give him credit. He said before the game, or he said all week, I'm ready. I can go 100 pitches if you need me to. He ends up going 89. He gave you exactly what you wanted tonight. We'll monitor him next start. He's scheduled to start against the Mets next week. So we'll see. Against a better team in the Mets, we'll see what Nathan Eovaldi can do. But in terms of the first part of the test, he passed it. He just needed to prove that he was healthy. He needed to prove he could give you innings, and he did that tonight. Not to mention the fact that his control's back, and that's what he didn't have all of last year, because when he came back from the injury, they needed him so bad they kind of rushed him. He never had his control. Tonight, he had his control. Now, one other thing I want to mention before I have to go for the night, and I'll be back with you tomorrow after the Sox and the Orioles part two. And by the way, now, usually we look at baseball like, hey, you got to take two out of three. No, with the Orioles, you got to sweep them. Anything less than a sweep of this team, especially considering we went through how bad they were a season ago and they lost their best player, Trey Mancini, you need to sweep them. But anyway, I want to give Major League Baseball a lot of credit. Major League Baseball decided that they were going to expand the playoffs to eight teams. And yesterday, the Yankees-Nationals game, and I get it, they have an advantage because everybody's craving for sports, they had 4 million viewers. For opening day, Yankees and Nationals. It's the highest rated game in 9 years in terms of Major League Baseball. So you're taking advantage of that. But Rob Manfred and company are going to continue to take advantage of it. Because the most interesting thing to us in sports, with the exception of the NFL we watch every week, is the playoffs, right? Everybody watches the Stanley Cup playoffs around here, obviously. But more people watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nobody watches the regular season in terms of casual fans. With the NBA playoffs, everybody watches the NBA playoffs. That's where your bread is buttered. Major League Baseball actually does well in the playoffs in terms of the ratings. They do. So here's the thing about baseball. They decided to make the postseason even more compelling. So now we're going to have eight teams in each league. At least try it for a year. Why not try everything? And I believe that you're going to get more of the casual fans to say, this is interesting. A three-game series and the team can pick its opponent? Baseball has been very slow to change anything. So I do give Rob Manfred and the Players Association, because they had to agree to this, I give them a ton of credit, because I believe they're going to get more eyeballs for their postseason because it's compelling. The one seed is going to have to play a three-game series, could lose that early. I mean, that is a difficult thing to do, even for a team like the Yankees or the Dodgers. So I absolutely love it. It's going to make baseball way more fun in the postseason. And look, I understand the old baseball fans going to say, well, you're not earning it. Well, it's a 60-game season. Who cares if you earn it or not? Let's just make the postseason as intriguing as it possibly can be. Thanks to Will and Brian DeFelice, of course, for producing tonight. I will be back with you tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the first Red Sox win of the season, 13-2 over the Orioles. They're back at it tomorrow. You're listening to Brian Barrett. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.